Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Our reporter Sarah Madden has been out and about in Dublin earlier this morning chatting to the decked out Wildcats and Cyclone fans who've flown all the way to our capital city for the Aer Lingus College Football Classic at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow.
We're here to see Iowa State beat Kansas State in football.
Every time we play each other, it's a close game. And back home, the rivalry is known as Farmageddon because we're both agricultural schools.
Now, did you go to K-State?
Yes, all three of us.
And did you play for the American football team?
Oh, no. Do I look like a football player? If there was only room for one of us to walk down this sidewalk, he'd be a football player. But that's not me.
Isn't this a very long way to come for a football match?
Do you know what Americans feel about football? Like, they will travel to the ends of the earth for this sport. I'm telling you.
Two farm schools head-to-head in Ireland. We all had to come.
What are your plans while you're here in Ireland, other than the match?
We're going to St. Patrick's Cathedral right now.
We were in Tralee, and we were there for the Rose of Tralee, and we got to see all of the 32 contestants, and they paraded down the street.
We're off to Guinness.
10 o'clock. In the morning, good time for a pint?
Good time for a pint.
I kissed the Blarney Stone yesterday.
Did you?
I didn't think I would. I thought maybe, you know, the sanitary conditions might be. But hey, after you get up all those spiral staircases, you got to go for it.
But who do you think is going to win?
Oh, it's got to be the Cyclones.
Yeah, I would stay for sure.
Kansas State, undoubtedly.
What makes you say that?
It's our team.
We bleed purple.
K-S-U. Wildcats!
I just love how enthusiastic they are about it. Cian Fahey from Off the Ball is with me on the line today. Cian, has American football fever taken hold of Dublin?
I mean, this is an annual occurrence now at this stage with the college football. Like, if you remember, it was 2 years ago Notre Dame came, and I feel like that was the biggest one because Notre Dame are famously the Irish-connected school, and they were shutting down streets. There was cheerleaders, there was bands, there was all sorts of stuff happening on that game 2 years ago. And this year's game, like when I first heard it was Iowa State and Kansas, I was a little bit kind of curious because I didn't feel like the natural link with Ireland was there. But now it's become the start of the college football season. So as your reporter just found out, when you go out in the street now, you will find loads of Americans who make the trip over. Well, and there's plenty of people here who love it too.
Yeah, I was looking at the footage last night, even on TikTok. I mean, there was a whole spectacle down, was it on Dame Street? The cheerleaders out. There's such buzz that comes with this.
American sports are the worldwide leaders in pageantry. They just love everything around the game as much as they love the game itself. And like football is kind of built for that way. Like I think the big knock on football over here for a very long time was that's a game that takes forever. Nothing happens. It's 3.5 hours long and there's 12 minutes of total action in it, which is still true. And it's a fair criticism of the game. But the games are built up. They're built up so that you're enjoying an event of a day. It's kind of a pastime more than sitting down and watching, let's say, a tennis match at Wimbledon last month where you might be glued in and you're watching every moment because the tension's always there.
Yeah.
That's not always the case with football. It's something you can kind of sit and casually watch and have a good time for 3 or 4 hours, even if your attention isn't always only on the game itself.
And the fact that we've had, you know, quite a few now of the college games here in Dublin, there's a lot of interest from the Irish in this.
Oh yeah, massively. Like, and a lot of it is Irish people going across to America, Americans coming over here. Like, there was Americans at the All-Ireland Final games that we spoke to who were college football, and they were over here supporting like Oregon and stuff like that, pushing that while the hurling was on. So we're kind of becoming these interlinked communities a little bit across an ocean. But like, for example, for me, like I've been covering the NFL professionally for 16 years now. And when I started off, I was the kind of aberration. Myself and one other guy were the two people covering the NFL, which is the professional version of the college game, obviously. And we were covering that and we were complete outsiders. And now you can go through it. There's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
There's lots of people who are in the media even now who are Irish, not just fans out and about, you know.
Trisha's with me on the line today. Trisha, you're one of the 22,000 Americans who's flown over from the States. You've come from Chicago. You're very welcome to Dublin.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here. It's so fun.
Why did you decide to come over?
So this game was announced maybe like a year ago, and my mother and father-in-law went to Iowa State. They met there, so they're big Cyclone fans, and they made the decision back then. They're like, all right, we're getting the family. We're going, locking in. And they got a bunch of friends to come, too.
So how many of you are here together in the group?
How many of us? Right now, I'm with 7 of us. But in total, there will be 25 friends and family at the game tomorrow.
Yeah, so there's 25 of you guys alone just in your little group that's come over. Nothing little about it, but that's a huge number to come over. And would you go to...
Cyclone fans are the real deal.
Yeah. Would you travel, you know, if the game was on anywhere else in the world or anywhere else across the States, would you have traveled to that, or is it just because it's in Ireland?
I mean, Dublin's pretty awesome. What a cool place to go see American football. But within the U.S., I think people, they will travel quite a bit for their college teams, for their professional teams. As you guys were saying, it's a pageantry of sport, you know. We love our sports, doesn't matter what kind.
Have you been to Ireland before?
I have. I've actually been a couple times when I was younger. I did a competitive Irish dance and got to compete twice in Killarney.
Amazing.
For the All-Ireland competition. And then once, Northern Ireland, so not Ireland. Once in Belfast and then once in Glasgow.
Yeah, okay. So you've been here.
I'm happy to be back as an actual tourist and not competing.
Yeah. And are you enjoying your trip? You are?
Oh, I love it. It's just such a joy being here. Everybody's so nice. Everybody's so welcoming. I thought that maybe we'd be annoying, like a bunch of Americans coming into the city. But everyone's been so kind and very hospitable.
Good. Well, look, enjoy your stay and your trip. And thanks a million for getting in touch with us here today on Lunchtime Live. Mark Hanbridge is with us too. Mark, you're a huge fan of American football, I believe.
Yeah, I think we're coming up on 12 years now I've been watching it.
And how did you get into it in the first place?
It's actually kind of a funny story. I started playing the video games when I was younger because when you're a child, you can't afford to, you know, buy $50, $60 euro video games. So you just have to get the free demos. And one of the Madden games is a free demo on the Xbox. So I just started playing and I really loved it. I picked the team, and as boys do when that team won, I had a great day. When that team lost, just don't talk to me.
So is there a particular team you've followed over the years?
Green Bay Packers in Wisconsin. I'm a big Green Bay fan, and we're lucky we have an Irish lad playing over there as well, so it's been nice.
How did you end up following them?
It was just, literally, I was playing the video game, and I saw a team that wore green, and I think I must have been 11.
Love
11
it.
When I saw that.
Simple as that.
And I just said, you know what? Yeah, it was simple as that. I saw the green, and I was like, that's close enough.
Yeah. Are you going tomorrow? Will you go to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I am. I've been to all the games since Northwestern and Nebraska in 2022, and it was such an amazing spectacle before the game even started. You had all those marching bands and the gymnastics. It was something that I'd never seen before. And I've been to Premier League games, I've been to GAA rugby, and I just never saw like a spectacle like that. So even it wasn't the NFL. You don't really have those over here. We're having one this year, which is nice. But before that, you would have had to go to London or Germany. So to have something in Ireland was really cool.
Yeah. Who's going to win then?
My money's on K-State. But you'd probably have to ask Keane for more insight into college football. But I think K-State's going to bring it home.
Okay. Kevin Ryan from EI Travel Group is with us on the line. Like 22,000 Americans alone, it's another probably two or three thousand other international fans, Kevin, I should say, that have travelled over to Dublin for the match at the Aviva tomorrow. It's huge business for our capital city.
Ah, it is indeed. Yeah, I think it's been kind of crazy in Dublin over the last little while, especially kind of in the build up to this. You know, it's a kind of a big mix of excitement and opportunity for us, I suppose. On one hand, you know, you're looking at a major international sporting event. There's something thrilling about hosting tens and thousands of these kind of passionate fans in Dublin. And I suppose, as you said, on the other hand, it's a real boost for tourism, particularly in the local area and the local businesses. You know, 22,000 odd extra people in the city in kind of traditionally the end of the summer months. You've got hotels, restaurants, attractions, they're all seeing new visitors. Kind of puts Ireland on the global stage. Not just for the sport itself, there's a bit of a buzz around, you know, and the economic impact shows as well.
And are you're involved then in obviously the travel side of this, or the transportation side, is that right?
Yeah, so, well, EI Travel Group ourselves, we have a couple of tourist attractions in the city centre. So we have the Irish Whiskey Museum, the World of Illusion. We have the city sightseeing open top tour buses, and we do kind of private transport and a couple of other things as well. We have the World of Illusion and Dame Street. We've a lot of different things for different age groups. So I suppose within that, we're seeing a pickup amongst a lot of them, you know?
Yeah. Are you going to the game tomorrow?
I'm not, unfortunately, no. I think I've organised everything outside of it except for a ticket for myself.
Except a ticket for yourself. Well, who knows? Hopefully you might be able to get your hands on one before it actually gets underway. Cian Fahey, you're still with us from off the ball. What's, I suppose, the top two things for people like myself who really want to have an interest in this, but I don't really follow or understand the rules of the game. So what should we be looking out for?
The main thing I would say is don't get bogged down in the rules too much. It's a game of like highlights and big plays and big hits. Like if you're a rugby fan and you like seeing the crazy athletes, like I was over in Pittsburgh a week and a half ago. UPMC sent us over there because Off the Ball are partners with the Pittsburgh Steelers as well, and UPMC sponsors Steelers and Dublin GAA. And I went over there with three GAA lads. Brian Howard, Paddy Small, and Sean Brennan, who are all obviously like elite athletes in GAA over here. And two of the lads were big fans, similar to our caller we had a minute ago. Like they watched on YouTube growing up, or they would go home after working in a pub and watch it on the TV, or they'd play the games. But one of the lads, Brian, was there, and he had the same question to me. He was like, I don't understand the rules. I don't know how do I get into this sport. But then just being there and seeing like the lads punting, even the lads kicking the ball, the size of these people, a lot of it is stuff you don't really need to understand every little detail of what's happening to actually enjoy what's the action on the field. It's kind of like a bad action movie, if you put it that way. Right. Don't think too much about
don't
it.
Don't think too much, yeah. And Wildcats, or who's going to win tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, this is the fascinating thing about college football. The teams are essentially brand new every single year because these are students and they kind of they get circled in and circled out. They're 18, 19, 20 years of age. So the one thing I will say is this game, more than most that have come over in recent years, they are expected to be high scoring and expected to be a lot of entertainment, a lot of big plays. Previously, we've had games that have been a little bit lopsided or a little bit lower scoring. So this one should be very fun, at least.
Cian Fahey from Off the Ball, Tricia, Mark, Kevin Ryan from EI Travel. Thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.